Therefore, this Job 1 tonight's a great book. If you was in Job's shoes tonight, I wonder how we'd respond. You never know what we'll do till we walk in another man's shoes. You can say all what you think you'd do, but you don't know what you would do. You don't know what you'd do if you ever face what others face. I thought about that verse in the book of Corinthians, Brother Todd. He said, there's no temptation taking you such as common to man. It is a common thing that we face trials and tribulations and temptations. He said, God's faithful, though, in it all. He'll make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And the thing about it is that escape there is a true escape. When you say, I had an escape, thank God, that means you're in dangerous territory. And I'm glad for God's faithfulness tonight. Look in verse 1. I won't read a whole chapter. I just want to say a few things tonight. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Of course, he's given a testimony of Job here. What a way to start a book in your name. And God says this about you. Then we'll look over. Let's just look over to verse 6 here. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. We believe the sons of God, there's the angels, or it wasn't the fallen angels. It would be the angels that was honored God and done what He had put them in the as ministering spirits and what He had called them to do. And they came before the Lord, and Satan also came also among them. And so Satan comes here. And amongst them, and of course, God had put him out because of his rebellion. I was reading some of that today, and it marveled me at some of the stuff that you look over when you read of how Satan, and who is our enemy tonight, amen, he said this about him. He said, thou was perfect in the day in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. So he said he was made undefiled, perfect, and the evil was in him. And in the book of Isaiah 14, he said this. He said, when I seen it in your heart or heard it in your heart, he said this. He said, for thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And so Satan, Lucifer, rebelled on God, and a third of the angels, and were cast to the earth. And I saw this verse here, and I wanted to read it here. He said, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. That's what he said. And he was made, listen, God made him. Lucifer was made by God. He made him the way he wanted him to be. Amen. He made him a beautiful creature, and he was a cherub. He was called an anointed cherub. And that word anointed there is in that word there. There's anointed many a time in the scripture. This is the only time in this scripture here that the same the word anointed has a different meaning. And it means that I've looked that up, and it means outstretched wings is what it said in the Strong's Concordance. And then the word there, cherub, amen, of course, is the same as a cherubim. And it looked like to me that, and they were angelic beings, it looks like to me that they might have had some kind of something to do with guarding something or protecting something. And one of the reasons I say that, because the cherubim was put in front of the tree of life to guard it with a flaming sword. Even in some of these things that you're reading, some of the definitions of things, I take it and try to decipher out what God's saying. But I do believe, brother, amen, that he was created by God, and he was a beautiful creature. In fact, it said this about him. He said, the tabrets, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. So the word tabret means a tambourine. That's what it means. It was in him. It looks like to me he was, and I don't know this, I'm just saying this, that he was something to do with worship, amen, in the heaven. I just kind of think that. He had a good position God gave him, but he didn't like that one, and he was discontent. And so he wanted to put himself above God, and say, I'd be like the Most High. And here he comes before the Lord. Now notice this, here he's on earth now, and he's, amen, and he's come here, and this is what the Lord said. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord said to Satan, verse 7, whence comest thou? God didn't know where he come from, but he asked Satan, really, he said, what are you doing here, kindly, you know, type thing. And Satan said this, Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Well, he was, amen, here in the world, in the earth. And he, I think he had a pretty good view of this thing. Amen. God allowed him to. And I say this too. And you do your own studying on it. When Adam was, thank God, created, God gave him dominion. Thank God, over the world. Amen. Far as the earthly things. But when Adam sinned, he lost that dominion. And that's why I believe Satan is called the God, little g, of this world. I believe that. I believe that he is. And listen, it's a system. It's how he sets things up. And we're living in a system of this world. Amen. Now we got to be, it's just like them went down to Babylon. Amen. Them Jews, brother. Amen. But listen, Daniel and this and the three Hebrews and some others, thank God, didn't bow. Amen. And they lived for God in amongst the Babylonian captivity. And it's just the way it is. We're strangers in this world. We're pilgrims in this world. Amen. This world's not our home. What did he say in John? He said, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Amen. The world, my friends, the world, the devil is the God of this world, but it's also, amen, thank God, a system. It's a religious system. The devil's got a religious system set up tonight. And he uses religion, my friend, to deceive people. He don't deceive people with open sin. He deceives people by religion. Or my friend, deceit. And that's the one, listen, the word Satan here in this scripture means accuser. He's the accuser of the brethren. He makes accusation. Amen. He made accusation. Notice what he's saying. He said, I'm walking to and fro in it. He said, Lord, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? I mean, what about that? Hast thou considered, he's asking Satan this. Hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth. That's what the Lord said. That's a blessing. A perfect and upright man, one that feared God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, but Job feared God for naught. In other words, will Job fear you and live for you for nothing? Amen. Because his next verse, this is what he said. He said, hast not thou made a hedge about him? Amen. That means that he's hedged in. I mean, brother, he's hedged. He said, I can't touch him. You've got your hedge on him. Listen to what I'm about to tell you tonight. The devil ain't nothing to my friend. Amen. Right here, brethren, but a tool in the hand of God to do what he wants. And brethren, you say, would God do that? Well, looks like it to me. Amen. That's right. The devil couldn't do nothing unless God allowed him to do it. To Job. And he said, you've got a hedge about him. This is what else he said. And he said, and hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increase in the land. He said the only reason he serves you is because you blessed him. That's what he said. Look at all what he's got. He's the richest man. Amen. He's got all these blessings for you. Why wouldn't he serve you? I mean, thank God, look at him. Amen. He's blessed. Look at it. He's got all. He's got a lot of children. Amen. He's been blessed there. He's got wealth. Amen. He's just been blessed. And he said he would. That's why he serves you. But verse 11, Satan said, but put forth thy hand now and touch all he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. In other words, he said, if you just take your hand off of him, thank God, he'll curse you. If things go wrong toward him. Amen. Notice what the Lord said. The Lord said unto Satan. This is what the Lord said unto Satan. Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. That's what he told Satan. Who's in control of this thing? God is. I will say this. We have to blame the devil because he's the one that God allowed to do it. But at the same time, it wasn't the devil unless God allowed him to do it. Ain't that right? Amen. Notice this here. I was reading this today and I was just amazed at it. He said, only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and you know the record how sons and daughters were eaten, and the wind came and it blowed the place over, and it killed every one of them, and all his livestock got killed and all that. You remember that? Really, what happened was he hit him first because he couldn't hit him. He hit him in what was closest to him, and it was his own children, and he lost every one of them, every one of them, friend. And listen, and he lost his oxen and all that he had. Amen. It says here talking about the camels and amen, and all the sheep and all them that he had, the fire of God. He said the fire of God has fallen from heaven, have burned up the sheep. And he talked about the camels and all these things and the sons and daughters. And listen, and Job arose and rent his mantle, fell down upon his ground and worshiped. That's amazing. He worshiped. Amen. I thought about David after he lost that son. Amen. Because he, Bathsheba, and God did judge him, but he judged the sin and upon the, you know, taking that little boy. And he said, brethren, thank God, David, after he knew the child was gone, amen, he went in and cleaned up and went to the house of God and worshiped. Amen. Listen, worship will help you tonight. Whatever you're going through, worship will help you tonight. That's why we need to draw together to worship, because it's important tonight. Worship won't take away your problem, but it'll help you get through them. Amen. It's not, listen, I don't know of anything but him. Thank God it can change outcomes or change things in life. But brother, worship will help you get through some things in life. But notice this. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. Verse 21, hither. And he said, the Lord gave, the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He did never charge God, and he didn't even say nothing about the devil. Amen. He said the Lord had given, the Lord had taken away. He said he recognized the fact the sovereign God, amen, that God was, amen, allowed all these things to happen for his divine purpose, amen, in Job's life at that time. Amen. Job went through all these things, brethren. Amen. Chapter 2, the same thing. Thank God, daily came again, there Satan again. And the Lord has said, thou consider my servant Job. Amen. And Satan said, amen, skin for skin, but that man will he give his life? And he put forth the hand now and touch his bone and the flesh, and he'll curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. He said, you can go do that, but you can't take his life. Boy, isn't that something to tell Satan he can't kill him? I mean, you listen, friend, we're talking about this angelic being that was a cherub at the throne of God. Amen. Thank God. I mean, right before God, he was not, amen, God, but he was before the throne as an angelic being in eternity past. When did that happen? Amen. After the, it was always been a Godhead, always been Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. There always been God. Amen. But he created the angels. Amen. He created them, brethren, for his purposes. And here one rebels against him, a third part cast down to the earth. Amen. And now, brethren, he's coming to present himself with the sons of God. And now he's trying to attack him. Amen. And God said, save his life. Notice this. And he went, and Satan went forth from the Lord and smote Job. How can he do this? I mean, brethren, he's got to have some given, ain't God, power to do these things, or he would never be able to strike people. Amen. Like you. Somebody said, amen, listen, brother, the devil ain't nothing. Well, he ain't, but he's doing what he can do. Amen. Amen. He's doing what he can do in this world. Amen. Listen, friend, in the New Testament, amen, he tempted Jesus Christ. Amen. He's a tempter. He said, if thou be the Son of God, he didn't say you are the Son of God. He said, if thou be the Son of God. Amen. He saw he was the Son of God. He saw he was Almighty. Amen. And he had the control over him. Thank God, I'm telling you, brother, listen. Thank God, he's in charge of the devil himself. Amen. The devil's just a servant to him. That's all he is. You can say what you want to, but he is. He'll do what God says.
Amen. He ain't got no authority over God. But he did. He struck Job with balls, ulcers and all that bad stuff on him. From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took him a potsherd, scraped himself and sat down among the ashes. And his own wife said unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Are you still going to retain your integrity toward God? I mean, look what's happened to you. Amen. Now you stick him with balls. Amen. From your head to your toes. Amen. You're scraping yourself. Amen. Where's your friends at? Amen. The wife saying, curse God and die. Amen. But Job did not do it. He didn't do it. God proved to the devil that he had a man that would not curse or blame God foolishly. Amen. Brother, that's God showing the devil. And he had a man that wouldn't do it. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Notice this here. He said, you speak as one of them foolish women speaking. What shall we receive good at the hand of God and shall not receive evil? He said, at the hand of God. That's what he said. I'm going to tell you this tonight. We played this card, you know, because everybody said these things. But brother, anything that comes our way that we feel like the devil's doing, it's because God allowed him to do it. He allowed him to do it. You say, why would God do that? For his purposes and your good. He proved the fact that here's a man, Job cursed the day he was born. He even said some things about himself. And brethren, he said, I cursed the day I was born, but he never cursed God. Amen. He got tired of living in this world and all that he had to go through. Then them three friends come. Amen. They said, you a hypocrite. That's what they told him basically. Amen. All these things is on you because of your sin. But brother, we don't find God's intent because of sin here. We find God's intentions to prove something. He would do and give that man the grace he needed. Thank God to make it through and bless him double at the end of his life. Amen. And show the glory of God in his life. Amen. Listen, you're made in times of trouble. I'm made in times of trouble. That's when you got it, brother. Listen, you don't need help until you need help. Thank God we see we need help, but when we get it in a bad shape, we really need help. And our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Our help comes from above. Amen. Listen, I'm glad enough there's help from him. I'm glad there's help from him. Amen. Listen, thank God Job knew that everything was from the hand of God. That's where it's at. Amen. Listen, temptation God allows to come your way. What's that? Yes, it does. Listen to me tonight. Every blessing we have through His Son. Every blessing we have through Christ. Everything. Everything. Christ said, thank God He was tempted at all points like as we are yet without sin. That means He was tempted and all that we ever go through, He's faced the same thing. The difference between us and Him is He didn't sin and we do. Amen. Or we have. You can however you want to say it. That's up to you. But we still fall short. But thank God He said, I've done passed the test. Amen. I done faced Him. Amen. And brethren, I've passed the test. And you can count on me tonight. But listen, everything you go through in this life, amen, is set up in a way, amen, that God's going to work in your life and bring glory and show Himself in time of need. Amen. Thank God, friend, you look in that Bible. That man that had that boy, he said he's at the point of death. Amen. You're going to have to help him. And Jesus healed him at the point of death. There's a little old girl laying down there at J. Ira's house, his own daughter, 12 years old. And he went there, brother, and she was dead. But at that time, thank God, there was no hope but Him. And that's where He's going to get us. If the church is ever going to see a manifestation of real power, they're going to have to get down in that place. Amen. We're going to have to, amen. And He'll get us there. Because listen, it won't work unless we get in that position. Amen. That we get like that man over there in Psalm 40. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Thank God He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goal. one. Amen. And put a new song in my mouth. Thank God, that's when the songs will come, when you come out of the pit, when you come out of trouble, when you come out of trials, when you come out of times you feel defeated. Thank God, that's when he'll be by your side. Of a lot of time. Thank God, people listen. Thank God. Amen. I always talk about let's shout around. Brother, I like shouting. Amen. But listen. Thank God, we need tested. Amen. And he knows that. And that's why it puts us through the test. Thank God, Brother Robert, that's why you go through things. That's why I go through things. It's in your reaction to it. Amen. Thank God, it's still going to be what God allows for you to react. Amen. You might fail, but his goals, he's going to show himself in your failure. He's going to show himself in your weakness. He's going to show himself in your downtime of life. He'll show himself. Amen. Thank God. You said, I don't know why I done that. Amen. Listen. Thank God, he can take what you done and make it good. He can take your failures, thank God, and make success. He can bless you, thank God, in the hard times. Amen. And come back, thank God, and bless you again. I'm glad to know that tonight. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. Amen. Listen, I failed him 100 times a day. But I'm glad, thank God, he still blessed me. Thank God, he showed up and forgave me. He helped me, thank God, through the hardship and through the difficult times of life. And when I look back, I say, this thing was made this way. And I might learn and know, thank God, that that's why he done it. That's why Joseph went down into prison for 2 years. Amen. Innocent in the prison. But in the will of God, slap in it. And he might come out in the right time. Thank God, and feed his family in a famine. And save them, thank God. That's why God does it. Amen. Listen tonight. It ain't always the devil, friend. It's God allowing the devil to do it. Amen. You can read this Bible and say, well, could he done something different? And I guess my answer to that would be, he could, but he didn't. That's right. Could David been off the roof? Could he have been in the battle? Yeah, he could have. But he wasn't. And he brought the woman, because she was the king. And she conceived and had a little child. And David suffered a lot of consequences for that, for who he was as being the king. But I'm going to tell you what, son. He said Jesus was set in the seat of King David as an earthly king. He said there's a man after my own heart, and his name's David. He said he's the sweet psalmist of Israel. That's what God said about him. I tell you what else God said about him. Amen. He's a man of war. He'll fight for me. Amen. I'm telling you, listen. You say, what about all that, brother? That's why. Listen, you wouldn't have Psalm 51 to read tonight if God hadn't chose to give it to that. Give you Psalm 51. I'm not saying that God ordained the sin to get it. He don't have to, but I'm telling you this. Thank God, what comes out of something bad, thank God, the psalm that he wrote that you can read and see his repentance toward God.
Yes. Oh, yes.
See, here's the thing. Kate come to the house the other day, her and Paige and them, and his, I don't know what got in their mind, but they got out there and they got these old green pecans off the tree, and they had Brother Todd probably about 20 of them. They was over there. My, I didn't see it. She said, Paisley, she's a big, pretty tall girl and strong. She was jumping up down the pecans and crushing them. Well, they'd take it over there and they was getting some water or something, I reckon, rubbing her hands together. They was making, what did they say they was making?
They were making guacamole.
Guacamole, whatever it is. Amen.
They were
only Amen. Well, they couldn't get, Kate got upset and Paige because their hands were all dirty. They couldn't get the stain off. On the outside it looked good, but on the inside all it was a handful of stain. She come up here Sunday and she said, Papa, look at this. Look at this. And I said, Kate, look at it two ways. Look at it two ways. Your hands are dirty or you had a good time doing it with Paige. And all we can look at most of the time is my hands is dirty. We always look at the negative end, but the negative end can turn into a positive end if you look at it like that. For where would we be tonight had not God allowed us to face some things in our life? I think about Brother Shank tonight and all the surgeries and things he's been through, and he got up to testify to this. And we don't know why things happen. We just know God allows it to happen for His own purpose in a person's life. But listen, thank God, I told him this before, I think the humility and the sincerity that God put in his heart comes through things that God allowed in his life to bring him there. Amen. If anything God allows in our lives to humble us, amen, or get us to look to Him, it's all good. It's good. It might be something very hard to go through. It might be something like Job, and we ain't went through nothing like he's been. But listen, it might be somebody come by and said, "What's wrong with you? You got sin in your life?" Amen. Listen, friend, I wouldn't want to say that to nobody unless I knew God was in it, because I'd have to clean my own house up before I tell somebody else. But I'll tell you this, thank God. I had a man say one time, he said, "My wife wasn't doing good." And I looked to her and I said, "What's wrong? You got sin in your life?" And I thought, under God, I wouldn't say that. Amen. Thank God, friend. God can tell her if she does. Amen. Just because somebody's sick don't mean they got sin in their life. Who did see him? This man or his parents? He said, "Neither." It's doing it for the glory of God. I'm going to open his eyes and I'm going to get glory. And everything about it, listen, whatever you go through, it's going to be for the glory of God. Amen. It might look rough and it might look hard. And you'll say, "How in the world can God get glory out of this?" But He'll bring glory out of it, because everything He does is for His glory. Amen. Right. That's why, brother, in a meeting place where brothers and sisters attend, we're all on the same ground. The priest ain't above the congregation. The deacons ain't above the congregation. There's two officers in the Baptist church, but they're not above the congregation. They're only officers that God might help His people, amen, through, thank God, His will and way. But it puts no man up here and no man down here. Everybody's equal. Everybody has the same temptations. Everybody has trials. It might be some different ones that you face that I face. But Brother Joe, we're all going to go through something. And we're going through something. And in inward battles is some of the hardest things you'll face. Amen. Flesh is the hardest thing you'll tame. But I'm telling you this, friend, thank God, when this thing's all over, amen, listen, thank God will look, thank God, look, He wants us to look through the power of God. He's got to conform us to the image of His Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonder why He said, "Have you considered," listen what He said, "My servant, Job, my servant. If you considered him," and he, and this is what Satan really said, "Yeah, but I can't get to him because you got a hedge about him." He said, "You go, you can do, but you can't do it to him. You can't kill, you can't do it." And then he said, "You can't kill him. You can rough him up." Paul said he sent a messenger of Satan to buffet him, lest he be exalted above measure. Didn't he? He said God's the one that sent the messenger to Satan. You know what that word "buffet" means? It means to wrap him upside the head. That's what it means. It means I'm going to go through something. Why can I rest tonight? Because of the Lord Jesus. He's in charge of it all. Amen. Why did he say this? Job got down there and he said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." What a verse. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." So really, I mean, honest, you know what this ought to do? It ought to put gratitude in her heart, thanksgiving in her heart, give God praise in her heart. And no matter what we're going through in our life, there's a purpose. You might not see the whole picture. Sometimes you might not see hardly any of the picture. But brother, you'll see it one day. One day you'll see it. You can sit and I can sit and say, "Wonder what happened like that, Brother Todd. Why did this go this way, Brother Robert?" But Job never questioned God. He never blamed the devil. He said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Thank God. I'm glad I can bless him tonight. Thank God for his goodness. Let's have prayer tonight. Brother Robert, how about you praying for us?